This morning I'm going to honor the mothers. My mother went on to be with the Lord several years ago, but I have fond memories of my mother. How many of those moms are awesome? Amen. If your mom is still with us on this planet, make sure you call her, you say something to her, you speak to her, you do something. Let her know that she's special. Amen. And secondly, is I never want us to be callous in rejoicing either. Eight souls got saved on Saturday. To God be the glory. Amen. The Bible says all heaven rejoices over one soul. There must be a party going on today. Hallelujah. And we pray that those that receive will be planted and established and growing in that grace. Amen. How many knows that's another thing? Lord, touch. Glory to God. So, Proverbs 31. Tell me when you got it. I want to start with verse 10. Proverbs 31, verse 10. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? She's worth far above rubies. Verse 28. Her children will rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also shall praise her. If you're taking notes this morning, number one, a mother, listen to me, there's a recognition of a mother. That a mother should be honored. The Bible says, honor your father and mother. In Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first command with promise, that it may be well with you and live long upon the earth. We need to honor mom and dads. Say amen. Amen. How many knows it matters? In a lot of homes, there's dishonor, but we need to honor. Now, not every action at times is honorable, but we honor the individual. Are you with me? How many knows you can find some goodness in that? I haven't met a perfect parent yet. And dare I say, none of us were either. How many knows that's an on-the-job training job? You can read all the books you want on how to raise a kid until you have one. Does everybody agree with me? And especially when they're little and you don't know how, you don't, what are you saying? I can't talk, da-da-da-da. I can cry and scream. How many knows that there's a whole lot of discernment goes on with that? I'll get to that in a minute. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, husbands, if you're a husband in here, husbands, likewise, dwell with them, talking about your wives, with honor, giving honor to the wife as the weaker vessel, as being heirs together with the grace of God, that your prayers be not hindered. Ephesians 5:33, nevertheless, let each one of you so love his wife as himself, and see that her husband, or wife respects her husband. I believe that when a family is in harmony, things happen. Things are good. Now, all of you can attest, if you've been married, not every conversation has an agreement. Oh, say amen. Amen. How many know sometimes there's discussions about that particular thing? And sometimes it may go one level above normal. Oh, nobody in here, you're all perfect. Amen. But how many knows that there must come to an agreement? You ever notice that when you're in that state, your prayers only go to the ceiling? Oh, yeah. I mean, what an open heaven. Amen? Yeah. Sometimes you got to work on that. Amen. That's why if you have a disagreement before you come to service and you haven't got it right, maybe spend a moment at the altar or spend a moment at your car or, hey, we may not totally agree on this, but we're going to make sure our prayers are not hindered. Yeah. And I've learned this, that most of that works out anyways. And generally, we squabble over sometimes little bits. That's good preaching, Pastor. Number two, the resourcefulness of a mother. In Proverbs 14, verse 1, a wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman pulls it down. Like any mother, she's resourceful. And I've seen mom do great things. Now, when I was growing up, and it hasn't been that long ago, we had to sew patches on our clothes. We didn't get new ones every time. We weren't poor, but I'll be honest with you, I had patches on my jeans. Now it's favorable to be cut. Back then, we didn't, amen? And I'm not talking about dental floss cut either. That's kind of like, what is that? But the truth is, I remember my jeans having patches on. The problem was the patch would outlast the jean part. Did anybody agree to that? You're like, no way, man, you must have been like, all right? I didn't get the name brand jeans either at times. I got the ones that Kmart when they went on sale. And anybody remember when Kmart's had the Trek shoes? They were like blue and white. There you go. Does anybody remember the deli at Kmart's? The dollar subs, glory to God. I remember the first time there was a blue light special. My mom and I were in this aisle, and this lady was wheeling this cart and had this metal rod with a blue light on it. And I remember going, what is that? And she turns it on, and she was standing next to this item. This is the blue light special, amen? I'm like, oh, like, yeah, it's nothing I want, but hey, there you go. Am I taking anybody down a road trip there? But a mom is resourceful. I've seen moms do a whole lot with very little. Are you with me? And sometimes it's more meaningful when mom's hands are involved. I remember I had a pottery class and I was terrible at it. I mean terrible at it. Terrible at it. And I made something for my mom and it looked hideous. I mean, it really did. And she said, oh, that's so beautiful. I'm going to display that. And I knew it was ugly. But my mom thought, you know, since it was a gift from the heart, it meant something. I was that kid that couldn't stay in the lines coloring. I know. So you know what I did? I got smart and bought one of those fat markers, and I'd make the lines bigger. So I'd stay in the lines, amen? So if you had a kid like me, maybe he'll turn out, I don't know, okay, but all right. Number three, the responsibility of a mother is to train up a child. In Proverbs 29, verse 15, the rod and rebuke gives wisdom, but a child left to himself becomes a shame to his mother. Now, however you discipline your children, hey, that's your business. I needed the rod and a rebuke. Was anybody like me? I needed that area until I learned some things. Now, it's great when you can just speak to a child and they change instantly. I knew people like that. You can just speak to them, hey, I'm not going to do that anymore, no problem. I wasn't that kid. I needed my discipline to be a little bit greater. Anybody like me out there? But notice that a rod and a rebuke will work. It gives wisdom. But a child left to himself is a shame to his mother. In Proverbs 1, verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of your father and don't forsake the law of your mother. Now, if you care about your kids, you want the best for them, true? And I believe this with all my heart, that whatever pitfall is out there, you want to keep your kids from going into those pitfalls. Amen? Our goal here with our children and our young people is that they have no barren years. There's no reason why somebody has to leave the Lord then come back when you have kids. How many knows you can serve them all the days of your life? And let's face it, sin is still sin. You're going to go back to a world that's still lost. How many knows that's no place to go? It's time to serve the Lord. It's time to serve the Lord. Everything is lining up in these last days. It's more current than ever. Amen? Amen? How about this? The recital, the reception of the mother, the word spoken. Moms speak truthful words. And sometimes it's covered with a lot of love, but sometimes those words need to penetrate the heart. Amen? Now, how many knows that when Johnny and Susie get to the day age when they want a date, you start to look at who they're taking and bringing home, true? How many knows you still need to meet those that are friends? I said you still need to meet those who are friends. And always be cautious when they never want to bring their friends around either. Say amen. How many knows that you need to see? Now that you're old-fashioned and you're not going to care, you need to meet whoever that is. And if they're going to pick up your son or daughter for a date, bless God, they can come to the door. I said they can come to the door, not do a drive-by and jump in as the car's running. Amen? Now, all of us were smarter than our parents, at least we thought we were. And every generation seems to be smarter than that, so what you got away with, they may try to get away with too. Oh, Jesus. Right, Pastor Robert? Come on now. How many knows that we need that? But moms speak truthful words. Ephesians 4, verse 25. Let each of us put away a lying tongue and speak truth to our neighbor, for we're members of one another. Moms speak uplifting words. In Ephesians 4:29, don't let any corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for edification. I love this. Then me impart grace to the hearers. How many times has mom spoke a good word to you? How many times has mom kissed your boo-boos? How many times has mom, like, all of a sudden, like, has to deal with a situation like, oh, I'm trying not to freak out during this, but we need to touch this. Amen? Now, I was one of those kids when I got an injury, it was pretty severe. It really was. I remember one time I was putting in my motorcycle and I was too lazy to raise the garage door. And as a pretty good rider, and I used to be able to ride up to the garage door, it was a 36-inch door, and I could ride up and I could turn the handles, pop a wheelie, and drive right into the garage. So there was just enough room to get it in. This particular day, the screen door came shut and my hand went right through the glass. And I thought, I'll pull it back real quick. Well, there was a V-shaped piece of glass and I cut everything all down my wrist. How many of us, oh no, amen? And I went in and I showed, ah, it's bleeding all over. My mom goes, what's wrong? I cut myself. Let me see. Ah! All right? Her eyes got real big. They seemed like they bugged out for a moment. And boom, off to the hospital we go. Amen? I never did that again. All right? How many of those, there's lessons there. But I remember my mom having to sit there and go through all that and wait through all the time. And it spent half the night there. How many times has mom sat at a game or picked you up or shuttled you somewhere or even the simple things? Are you thinking back to mom? How many of those moms are awesome? Amen. Mom speaks forgiving words. In Ephesians 4, verse 31, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away, and be kind and tenderhearted one to another. Forgive one another for Christ's sake. When I look at moms, moms speak thankful words. In Ephesians 5, verse 4, neither any filthiness nor foolish talking, but rather giving of thanks. How many times have we been thankful? If you can think back any time now, thank your mom. If she's still with us, give her a call. She may not have been a perfect parent, but neither are none of us in this room. We have something to be thankful for. Amen? And with that, you can bring that in. There needs to be more thanksgiving today. And if there's nobody thanking you this morning, I thank you for being a mom. I thank you for being a mom. And can you imagine this? Even the Lord one day will thank you for living for Him. How many are being like, dude, that's, don't you not have to? When He says, well done, good and faithful servant. How many are just going to melt like, man, the only reason I'm even here is because of you. Whatever crown you get, you won't even think twice. No, here, Lord, it's because of you. But God is a thankful God. He is. That's His nature. That's His character. He's not willing that any should perish, but call come to repentance. Listen, today there isn't a famine so much of food. I know there's areas that people struggle, but there's a famine today for the Word of God. We need to speak that Word. People need to know what His character is like. His power is evident. I'm believing from this prayer week, and if you haven't signed up yet, sign up and pray. Begin to bombard heaven. Begin to loose those things, that God will just pour out His Spirit like never before. I said like never before. Amen. When mom speaks, she speaks scriptural words. In Colossians 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing all things in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. How many of us, prayer ascends, but worship drives the enemy away. It confuses him in the midst of everything going on. It allows heaven to be open. I want you to know that the enemy can't stand that area. You want the enemy to flee? Have worship going on. Begin to speak His wonderful name. Believe me, the enemy will leave. He can't stand that arena. Hallelujah. But that's where we're called to. That's why service does start with worship. And it's just not a matter of Allie getting people revved up and primed and ready to go. No, you're worshipers. You're already continuing to do what you're already doing. We're doing that corporately. Are you with me? I mean, I was at the instant of first thing. That way, if all the music quit, now there's been twice that I've had since I've been a pastor that the whole power went out on a Sunday morning. Not a lick of power. We brought in a couple candles. We had a battery speaker, and that we had the rest of the service. And nobody freaked out. No power, no this. How many knows we can still have service? It isn't all the mechanical things. Many times I see today that if we don't have this, we don't have this, or we got to have the latest here. How many knows all that is nice, but it's Jesus is what we need in the church. If we got Him, that's all we need. And we got one another, glory to God, the package is complete. Amen. Today is too much of ease. And as warriors, listen, any battle has struggles to it. Any battles have struggles to it. No one goes to war and it's like, well, that was so simple. No, there's battles involved. Taking territory the enemy has fortified will require some effort and work. Now, we work with the Lord. How many understand the battles are, but we're still in the midst of it. Amen? How many of us, we need to do our part? And if we think about it, we have very little. How many knows He's going to dispense the enemy? He'll take care. We just do our part. Amen? But your part may be to cost you an hour's sleep. For some of you, you know what? You may couple some fasting and prayer. Amen? There's a stronghold that you know that isn't broken. Couple some fasting and prayer there. Amen. Ernie was so upfront on last Sunday that he's on dialysis. He wants his kidneys to be working again. Yeah. I agree. I've been bombarded to heaven for you, Ernie. Yeah. I want that to happen. Amen? Yeah. Pat Vess at the last week says that she wants to walk again, right? How many knows that's something you can pray for? Bombard heaven. Call that down. Mary Gardner doesn't want to push that cart anymore. She wants God to work. God grant that request. Amen? Start to prophesy to the wind, Lord. Work this out in the name of Jesus. This is serious business, kingdom business. And He's called us to fulfill it. He didn't want you born 2,000 years ago. He wanted you born now. You're the chosen remnant for now. Then take advantage of that. Everything you need can be complete there. Amen? When it comes to the areas of ministry, when hugs are out there bombarding the streets, prayer needs to be covering it. How many knows really the end of it? That's the fruit of what happens. The labor happens way ahead of time. How many understand those principles? Oh, glory to God. How many knows moms, they possess a keen sense of discernment? When I look at moms in Proverbs 15, verse 14, the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds his foolishness. When I've seen moms, I've seen children actually lying to mom, and mom go, something just not right there. Yes or no? Or they understand what's going on, they're just kind of allowing it to be, okay, well, I know what's going on here. They may think you're fooling them, but they know. True? How many know sometimes, mom, you got to flip that little bit and go, no. Amen? Now, today there is no modesty across the board. How many agree to that? But I worked with young people for 20 years, and I know this for a fact. I used to watch girls when they'd come to service, they'd leave the home in one outfit, change into another outfit when they got to service. Say amen, because they wanted to look all that. Amen. And if you can't sit down without being comfortable, it's probably too short. Say amen. Okay? Enough said. We'll go on from there. When I look at mothers, they have a persistent time of prayer. When moms love their children, children need prayer. And I look at a mother, she's always that area. If you haven't been a praying person, when you have kids, you become a praying person. There's something about that, always have that. And then moms always have this place in their mind where they can fill all the things up of like gifts and cards and birthdays and things. It's like they can shift into that mode. Oh, it's Johnny's this. Oh, this is here. Oh, this is here. It's just nice when you go back and remember mom. Because she's always remembered you. Is this good preaching this morning? I want all of us to realize that moms are special. Dad, you got another month and you're coming to you. When I look at mothers, they demonstrate unconditional love. In 1 John 4:8, there's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear because fear has torment. When I look at a mother, she wants to shelter. And I believe a mom, if she's in love with her kids, she'll do anything she has to protect. Never get between a mom and her little cubs because you're going to come out hurting. Say amen. Don't be getting between mama bear. Don't worry about daddy bear. You got mama bear. Mama bear is the one that's going to show and say, no, you're not touching my kids. That's great love. Now, all of us will attest that we've been in store sometime that you wish you knew who mom was because little ones there like, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. I've watched kids take stuff off the shelves in grocery stores and purposely break it and go, you know, that ought not to be. Say amen. That's a little unruly. But the truth is that I've seen moms go, you know what? It don't matter if I'm in a store or not. You need discipline. I'm going to discipline you right here. I remember one time I was in the Kroger's and the kid was acting up and I was there by this bananas. And the mom knew I was there. And the mom said this, you don't do this, I'm going to spank you right in front of this guy right here. And I kind of chuckled. I said, Mom, you go, girl, all right? And that kid, no, Mom, I'm going to straighten up, amen? And I said, Mom, I go, that takes a lot. Kid straightened up. How many of sometimes we just need it? You know, I wonder how many things of us would have helped if somebody was just straight up with us. And that we weren't hard-headed to listen to it. If you're a child or a child, your mom, listen to mom and dad. They probably have your best interest in mind. In fact, I know they do. When I look at mothers, they cultivate a joyful environment. In Psalm 16, verse 11, he'll show me the path. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Every time I got together with my mom, she wanted to have things that were joyful. Whether it was just going here or here, my mom was like this 5'2" dynamo, but she walked like a sprinter. Those little legs, now I'm not trying to compare her to a dog, but it would be like a dachshund walking. Her little legs would just be boogie, and I'm like, Mom, man, you walk so fast. I swear when the car door was shut, she was in the building. All right, I'll keep up with Mom. Let's go for it, Mom. But she would there, and sometimes she would just go to be out. But she wasn't looking just for the goal like me. When I go shopping, I have a goal. I'm buying that. For her, she could shop, and if she came home with nothing, that was totally fine with her. But it was the environment that she wanted to be in. How many of us, we need to have some joy in our life? How many of us, we can cast that in our homes? I said we can cast that in the church too. There needs to be love in the house. There needs to be joy in the house. Then set the environment. We all have that power to. If somebody's a grump, you could be happy. Amen? I ask you, how many ever woke up grumpy before? 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. How many of sometimes you got to put on joy? I said you got to put on joy. Man, just driving around, and I don't understand how MDOT does traffic. But how about this? Take a stretch of road, put all the workers there, and fix that one road. Then take everybody and fix the next road. Don't do 100 traffic things and tear up every road. I just fixed our road problems. Thank you. Amen. Everywhere I go, there's some type of traffic. Whatever. When I look at mothers, they exhibit a steadfastness in the Word of God. In Psalm 111, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. A good understanding to those His commandments, He will praise and endure forever. Man, when you got a good understanding, you can speak that word in that situation. Moms, your greatest joy will be to instill in your kids a foundation of truth. That's why in this church, we love our children, we love our young people. They matter, amen? They do. And I'm so glad that our young people here participate in our services too. I think it's so awesome. We need to always encourage that because we all get older, don't we? Like Ron and Dawn, their wedding anniversary is now 23 years, correct? today. Today's your wedding anniversary. 1 year anniversary of hugs, too. And I asked Dawn, I go, how did I? She goes, it went by fast. How knows that's the way it is? It goes by fast. Then you get older. You all get older. When I look at Zoe soon, she's going to be like 31 soon. Amen? I've known Zoe since she's been about that big. When I look at mothers, they're willing to forgive our offenses. How many times has mom forgave when we were just a bonehead? But I look at mothers, there's a built-in element there that she wants to forgive. She wants to always be that. Even when she's been wronged more than once. All the moms nod your head. That's a reality. When I look at it, there's such a Christ-likeness there. When I look at mothers, they embrace the spirit of contentment. In 1 Timothy 6 says, godliness with contentment is great gain. And what I mean by that is sometimes mom really wants this, but you need it worse. There are so many times my mother gave me her last dollar, and I knew it was because I saw her little change purse. Because I wanted that baseball card or that. And I'd look in her wallet, and she'd have $2 there. And she'd give it to me. That's mom. Amen. I made sure when I got older, mom had some money in her wallet. Praise the Lord. Amen. When I look at mothers, they trust in God. In Psalm 9, verse 10, those who know their God, know his name, those who trust in him. The Lord says, I will not forsake you, you that seek me. When we trust in our God, I want you to know that mothers are in that arena. They keep the faith. In Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man abounds with his blessings, but he who hastens to become rich will not go unpunished. When I look at mothers, they bring order to chaos. In Proverbs 31:27, she watches over the ways of her household, and she doesn't eat the bread of idleness. In my home, I had a twin sister growing up and a little older brother, and there was chaos in our homes. When we would fight, we would have rumble fights. My sister used to take a baton and beat on me. Amen? It was all out drag out. I probably deserved it, but then I'd tackle her and my brother would jump in. Man, we were like, whoa, we were that family. Amen? We really were. But we loved one another. Amen? We were with one another. Like you, we grew up in families that, hey, we needed the Lord. But mom always had a way to bring peace. Even in the midst of chaos. And I used to dread those words. Wait till your dad gets home. Amen? Wait till your dad gets home. All right. I look at that and go, no, mom, I'll be good. The fear of the Lord set in. And there were sometimes my mom would narc me out and sometimes she would let it slide. But mom was good. Chaos was ordered. How many times has the Lord spoken to our life and chaos went away? Amen? He's what makes order in our lives. When I look at mothers, they hold on to what is right. They really do. They try to strive. Are they perfect? No, I haven't met a perfect one. But a true mom is willing to release her children to the Lord. They're saying, you know what? I thank you that you've given me, Lord, here's my children. They hold them up. Lord, you make great things. Like any mother or father who cares for their kids, how many of us, the Lord has great things in store? You instill that into their hearts, Lord. God, I give them over to you. I'm willing to release them to you. If the relationship gets estranged, you say, Lord, bring them back. The thing that I always looked at is the prodigal father that had the prodigal son. He always looked. How many of us, he was in the middle of that too? Say amen. He never looked at his son and said, you know, he's without hope. I'm with him in the same place. I'll give up all my riches to be with him. So I'm going to hold it out. Some of you have felt that. Some of you wish you could take things for others. You'd rather you go through it than your kids go through it. That's real love. But I want you to know that the story doesn't end with always destruction. They can return. How many of us, they can return? Always pray for your children. Always hold them up. May not be able to be physically there all the time, but they'll remember. Sooner or later, they'll call you blessed. I share this message to you so you can maybe bless mom today. If she's still on planet Earth, do something. If she lives somewhere else, then give a call. Send something. Do something to let her know. Even if she wasn't the most perfect woman on the planet, still bless her. Because somehow you're here, amen? And God's being able to instill in you something greater. You got birthed here, then you got born again by the Spirit of God. There's a double bonus. Hallelujah. And I've learned this. If you're without father and mother, and I know several that are, then you know what? God will be that to you. God will be that to you. You won't miss a thing. He'll be that portion. Amen? And you can still bless. Then bless somebody else's mama. Hallelujah. When I was a single minister, I always looked for families that I could invite myself over and go eat. I did. On Sunday, I go, you know what? I'm going to come over to your house today. And they'd look at me, what? I go, yeah, I need something to eat. And they go, oh, okay, come on over. Amen? I was never rude or like, but hey. I mean, it was a free meal, it was a free meal. Say amen. It's better than eating one of those styrofoam round rice cake thingamajigs. Say amen. Amen. Pastor wasn't stupid. All right? But the truth is that God is good. And every need will be met according to His riches and glory. Children, if you're here this morning in this service, bless your parents. Tell them. Give them a hug. Do something unexpected. Something that isn't planned. Just do it for them and watch mom melt. Amen. Amen. It's okay to still pour out hugs and kisses. Right? Even if it makes them embarrassed in front of their friends, that's okay. Amen? Moms, you're awesome. And this morning, I applaud you. As we close, I want a blessing upon you. I want all the moms in here, all the ladies, lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, a blessing on these ladies. Lord, meet every need in their home. Lord God, those that may become mothers someday if you tarry, Lord, your blessing upon them. Lord, for those that their mothers have passed on, Lord God, a great remembrance in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to meet every need in each home. And Lord, for the men that are in here, now men, lift your hands. That, Lord, we honor these ladies. Lord, you said that if we show honor, Lord, our prayers would not be hindered. So, Father, we honor today. Lord, as a church corporately, Lord, we move with you. Lord, we want to be biblical in all our ways and all our examples. And Lord, as we enter into war week, Father, we put our part in. We do our part. We're going to bring down strongholds and pray for families. See restoration happen and salvation to the uttermost. Healing virtue to flow. Deliverance to be there. Lord, there's so much to cover, but God will cover it with you. Now bless your servants as they go. And bring us back in that appointed day. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you. Thank you for your time this morning. Have a great week.